Did you want to explain to the audience how you made me commit one of the worst social interactions that I've had in years?
I cannot believe that you're trying to put the blame on me.
Are you ready?
Yep, let's go home.
Welcome back to season two of Craftopia. I am your host, Lore D. I loves fries.
I do love fries.
And?
Craftopia season two, baby!
Are these available for people or?
No, I definitely can't sell these. I definitely don't own the IP.
So you just printed?
Yeah. I made 30. Okay, so for our audio listeners, Jeremy and I are wearing these adorable Craftopia sweaters that I got made for our friends and family who are coming for a viewing party on Tuesday.
Oh, that's what you got. Yeah. It's like a
uniform. It's like a memento.
But you walk in and it's like,
and you
this.
Immediately have to put your sweater on.
Got it.
Yeah, definitely super probably illegal and might get fired from HBO if I were to try and sell something. I do own the Instagram handle that we just like haven't done anything with. I've just like been setting on it to be like, hey, do you guys want this?
Have you guys done merch yet?
Craftopia merch?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, well.
No.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy
or Wednesday.
Tuesday.
Or Thursday. Or Friday. But if you're watching this on a Friday, what were you doing the last 3 days?
Yeah, I ain't even sleeping.
But you know what? Sometimes you like to stack them up. Some people are like, I want to be able to just like burn through them all.
That's true. You know what? I'm a day-to-day though. Like I like watch my things on a daily basis. I'm a day-to-day bitch.
Do you listen to the same things at the same time? Mostly in the days?
No.
Oh.
No. There's one video that I start with. There's one YouTuber who uploads every single day that I start with normally because it's like a 12 to 15 minute video.
Okay.
His name is Def Noodles and he fills me in on the internet drama, the internet tea.
And then you immediately come to me and go, babe, you'll never guess.
You'll never guess. You'll what never I guess. Heard. Usually the sentence is like, oh my God, you know what I heard on TikTok? You know what I saw on TikTok? What was the one that I just told you today? I was telling Jeremy, I was explaining to him how submissive and attractive guys on TikTok, people will call them breedable. Breedable with a B, B-R-E-E-D-A-B-L-E.
And what did I say? I think I'm pretty breedable and agreeable.
You said you're agreeable and breedable.
Which is
true. You got great genes.
Hell of a compliment.
Got great genes. Yeah. Breedable is for sure.
So am I the one being breeded?
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Got it. Isn't it like $100,000 to if you want your horse to mate with a stud that has won something?
Oh my God, it's so expensive.
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure.
It's
so expensive.
Horse people in the comments, sound off. How much?
I think it's a lot. I think it's over six figures.
If I were to have a prize female horse and I wanted to mate it with your pride of whatever joy.
Male horse?
Yeah, I want to know how much I'm out.
Mm,
yeah.
I think it's a lot.
And do you think there's a world where, actually, never mind. Nope, we're not gonna go there.
Well, I think it's actually, they sell the sperm.
Like, no, I think, they gotta go over there. No, 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 it's
no,
in person.
No, I think they sell sperm. I think they sell like just fucking like a special bottle for a special someone.
And they just ship it to them?
Or like, yeah, I wonder if it just goes on ice and they just like send it on over.
Goes on, what do you mean just goes on? You make it seem so simple. It's like you just collect, throw it on ice and send it over.
Well, I think about the people that I know who have frozen their eggs or frozen their sperm or whatever. And it's like, you just put that shit on ice. Do you know that it costs like a couple thousand dollars a year for like fridge rental space if you freeze your sperm?
It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I mean, makes sense.
Yeah.
Totally makes sense.
I don't know.
But imagine paying rent, like in your expenses when you're doing your taxes, like sperm fridge rent, $2,500.
I mean, I hope it's at least like a tax deductible rental fee.
I feel like it's probably not.
At least health savings account, minimum.
I feel like it's not.
Anyway, things that couldn't be less relevant. Welcome back. Hey, everybody. It's a big week for us.
It's a big week.
It's a huge week.
It's a huge week.
Go ahead.
Why is it a big week?
What do you mean? Your parents are coming in like T-minus
an
hour.
Oh my God. Yeah, literally I'm leaving for the airport. Like the moment that I take these headphones off, I'm getting in the car with Moose and going to pick my parents up at the airport.
And another big week, we have a coffee table.
We do have a coffee table and Jeremy was a massive hater when I picked it out and now he's a big fan.
What? Okay.
Big hater.
Big
hater.
It looked cheap as hell.
Uh-huh.
And looked shiny.
Okay.
And it got here and it's definitely cheap as hell.
But
not shiny.
Yeah,
balling on a budget.
It's great.
Balling on a budget.
I just, no matter how much money I make, I will never spend bajillions of dollars on furniture that looks the exact same as other furniture.
I will.
Dumb.
What do you mean dumb?
So dumb. You know what I've actually been spending?
I want it to last.
Ugh, see, people always say that they want it to last. But like some of the nicest shit that I have that's lasted the longest.
Listen, Lauren, the things that you are a very, 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 very different breed when it comes to furniture because you change your mind to be like
I do.
2 months.
I do. Oh my God. So I'm definitely not redoing my office for like the sixth time in my life.
Literally anybody who is remotely familiar with you, your brand, your content has seen the office. If you did an office flip video tomorrow, I bet the click through rate would be 100% zero because, oh, I've already seen that one. I already saw that.
No, it's actually really high because people are like, not again, you bitch. It's really high. I was vlogging because I've been filming the process of the new, I'm not even kidding. I woke up one morning and I was like, fuck this. And then by that night I had sold half the shit in the room on OfferUp and Facebook Marketplace, which I've been spending a lot of time on. I've got a few stories from
but
it.
Not as much time as Poshmark with code WILD.
Lord DIY. 10? Lord,
I don't know. But Poshmark, yeah. Which you spend also far too much
time. Love Poshmark. Yeah. But no, Facebook Marketplace and OfferUp have been great. So I sold a couch, which was great. And I'm a big fan of the upcycle. I love an upcycle and I love a like reuse, pass along, you know.
Yeah. It's not that I disagree.
Yeah.
I just like buying nice things that I know will not need to be replaced until I don't want it anymore.
Yeah. I mean, the one good thing too, like the benefit of buying really nice things is that usually the warranty is fucking bomb, except if you're fucking Thermador. But like, I think about Restoration Hardware and like the really expensive couch that we bought. Like I know that one, the resale price of that is gonna be really high. And two, if we have any kind of issues, like I know people that have gotten their entire couch replaced over something very minor.
Are we calling them in to get new cushion covers, by the way?
Yeah, no, I definitely have to. There's like a few things that have like actually ripped. And I'm sure it's going to be so easy to replace them.
But why do we really need it?
Because they're a little bally?
No.
Because they're a pain in the ass to clean?
No.
Because Moose has been putting ween goo on them?
Because our dog has a ween goo problem. Do you want to explain this?
I like don't even know how to go into detail about this. Maybe we've got a vet tech that works for us
Moose?
Goose.
So for everyone who's listening.
You know what it's like? This is like, I hate that I have to use this reference, but it literally is like, it's like pre-cum.
You said that in like with an accent, like pre-cum.
Pre-cum.
Like pre-cum. Pre-cum.
It's basically like pre-cum, but it's not like a sexual thing. Like he kind of just like after he goes to the bathroom has like a little bit of
goo. Does anybody else's dog just kind of like secrete?
Oh fuck, that word is so gross. Just, secrete.
Just a little.
Little goo.
Goo.
Little goo here
like,
and there.
The things that we have to wash our, like Lauren and I aren't that careful with our couch. We're not like, we're careful. We're not that careful. Like we both eat things.
We enjoy our couch.
Yeah. And we're not like, but despite us eating full on Thanksgiving, you know, after a can or two, so I'm a little high and eating all the snacks in the world. Uh-huh. That's not the reason we have to wash our couch cushions as often.
No, it's
the puppo. Yeah. It's and it's definitely not as work intensive as like having two huskies. I remember that. That was a nightmare.
You're constantly
behind. Even when you're vacuuming, you're like, well, I can't get it all.
You're behind. Yeah, you stay behind.
Yeah, you stay behind. Whereas Moose is shedding wise, not a problem.
Yeah, he's good.
But damn, that dog goos.
Well, oh my God. Quick shout out to the Chom Chom roller.
And I do know what that is, but if you could refer.
Oh my God, the Chom Chom roller is, one, has the greatest name.
Is it actually the Chom Chom roller?
It's the Chom Chom.
Chom Chom.
Chom Chom.
Like Chom, nom 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 nom.
Chom Chom Chom. Yeah, like C-H-O-M, Chom Chom.
Chom.
Roller. Mm-hmm. And it's like a fur picker rubber and it's a little roller and that shit slaps.
Okay.
This is how riveting our life is right now. I bought these dryer balls that have really good reviews on Amazon.
Okay.
That are specifically for like attracting pet hair.
Okay.
Because when I was washing the cushions, there was like still a little bit of like moose furs kind of like ingrained into like the woven webs of the fabric. And so apparently these little dryer balls are pretty freaking sweet. Can't wait to give you an update on those.
And for all 9 of you left, 8 of which are from Mafia for sure. It's good to have you back. We had 2 fun episodes last
week. Oh my God, yeah, our last 2 episodes are slapping.
And I genuinely don't know. I really liked meeting Laura.
Yeah. I've only had brief.
Right.
Yeah.
I've never met her at all before.
Yeah.
And being in LA and working as close to your world, but not in it as long enough, I feel like I've got an opinion formed based off of seeing or meeting someone, even if it's across the room for a lot of people, even if I'm not like friends with them. But Laura, I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I didn't do a ton of research because it was super busy that day. And everything that came out of her mouth, I was like, you're fun.
Oh my God, Laura was fucking hilarious.
You're fun.
Also just like, they have great duo energy too because of like their podcast. And it's, I think we're actually going on theirs next week.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh fuck yeah.
It's gonna be so good. Full coverage.
Manny's just so like,
Manuel.
Manny's just so well-rounded.
Manny is, he's, you know what he is? He's valedictorian. Oh my God. Also, so when I think of valedictorian, I think of the most well-rounded student because that's how valedictorians were chosen in my high school. And then I remember that we had this conversation about how your valedictorian is just the person who has the highest grade.
Yes.
That is so wild to me. Because when you said all that stuff about Manny being like the most well-rounded, I'm like, oh yeah, that's like valedictorian status.
But okay. Do you think yours is correct?
No, but I will say that I do like mine better. There okay. should be a separate award for just being like the smartest, biggest brain. Your brain has the most folds. Yeah, congratulations.
Yours sounds like it's qualitative a lot more than it is quantitative.
Definitely. Yeah, it is.
So who decides that? The teachers?
I don't know.
So it becomes a popularity contest amongst like the top 10 highest achieved individuals?
I guess. That's the whole fucking world like is a popularity contest. What do you mean?
Totally. But like, I mean, yes, it is.
I was going to say.
But like, and by the way, I wasn't remotely close to being, I mean, I think I graduated high school with like a 2.
Oh my God.
6 or 7 GPA.
Okay.
I just didn't do homework. I just didn't do it.
Just didn't do it.
Didn't do it.
Okay.
Guys, like.
Meanwhile, I was so scared to like, I would never not do my homework. Like I would never.
Well, I was so homework. Like, I was ADHD, but didn't like, was not diagnosed even though I knew.
You know what is fucking annoying though about people like you is that like, you're like, one of my exes was like this too, is that they could just not do homework and like still do so well.
Well, that's the only reason like, I got like
and like he could test really well too. Like right. He could test so well.
I did the tests. So like if I got like a B on tests, right? But didn't really do any homework.
Uh-huh.
And did some decent quizzes and everything. It would come out to like a C plus average.
Yeah. Yeah. Baz was like that too. Like he literally was like homies with all the teachers. Never well, did a, did
now,
never did,
well, that, okay. You missed me that right, one. Okay. Yeah. So yeah. I was homies with the ones that weren't stupid.
Okay. So ones now, that didn't have, now we see where there was a little bit of conflict with some of them.
Well, I think as a young individual,
we had authority issues.
Well, we just had like a chip that we're like, knock it off. Just go ahead and touch it. Uh-huh. Yeah, go ahead. Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna touch my chip? Oh, okay.
Like, just, I see that for you.
Yeah.
I see that for you.
And it's so funny because it was so like, if only I had gone, Jeremy, what you could do is just like fake like you don't hate their guts
right.
And probably you get them got, on your
just,
team.
You just play the system.
Just the problem is this. I was so mad that people didn't admit that high school was a game.
Uh-huh.
And that angered me.
Okay.
Like now I look at like, I'm just like, listen, this is a game. Okay, here are the rules. All right. Just play by it.
Just play the game.
It's not right or wrong.
Yeah.
It's not yes or no. It's a game. Mm-hmm. And I was so looking for people to be like, listen, it's just a game. You got to show up. Do what you can to get here. And I would be like, okay, got it. I get it. Instead, I was like, why is everyone buying this? This is dumb.
Oh, right.
This is stupid. Like,
right.
I'm not going to need this. I'm not going to like just angry for no reason.
Right.
Yeah.
You didn't want to learn the Pythagorean theorem, but then you were like, why are we all okay with this?
Like, I wish that someone had been like, listen, you're never going to use this thing. For sure. But I got to teach you.
Yeah.
And you got to you're going to do a test, all right? So as well as we do this week, we'll never do it again. But you got to do this week. I'd be like, all right, I get it. Let's do this. Instead, this is essential to you growing
you
up.
You will use this. Like you will, cursive. Do you know how many years that I spent practicing cursive? Cursive. So many years doing cursive. Oh my God. Tests on cursive.
I probably can barely read cursive at this point.
I can definitely still write in full cursive for sure. And I can.
I don't think I could write it. I could definitely read it, but I couldn't write it.
Really? I mean, I can still definitely write it.
I can think about my name, but like, that's only because I sign with it. Like I genuinely, yeah. Half the time, you don't even need to sign in cursive anymore.
I'm not kidding. Signatures look like just scribbles at this point.
But my signature when I write in cursive is illegible. So like, I might as well write it in print.
Right.
Yeah. Not to mention, when's the last time you, like, with DocuSign.
Yes, I digital signatures. I haven't signed something in person in forever.
The only time I ever have to sign something in person is if it's being then shipped to
somewhere
the Middle East or China.
Yes.
Those are the two options.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's what it looks so good on you. I'm so happy with my color palette choice.
Listen, had I had the option to buy it, I would have.
I know.
But instead, it was handed to me. And
also, someone was like, so are we going to think about having a blanket empire as a side hustle? And I was like, that's not the worst idea.
I mean, I genuinely think Wild Till 9 could be a crossover lifestyle brand.
I think so too.
Yeah. When we get on Discord.
Oh, we also have, okay. In the spirit of like being really down with like gray hoodies, I feel like fall was like gray hoodie season. Not only is it gray sweatpant ween season,
right.
Which we are now falling into our second year of official Wild Till 9 gray sweatpant ween season. Right. It's also like gray sweater season. There's something about fall. Also, gray is just like one of the best colors for hoodies. Anyways, I spent a lot of time designing the perfect varsity crew neck with Wild Tone Eye Stuff. It's so cute. It's like burgundy white and then on the gray base, and it's a crew neck, and it's so cute. Oh my God. You know, so waiting for samples on that. It's going to be cute as book.
Agreed.
But it's rolling out. It's rolling out this fall, winter.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're moving quick.
I know.
We should probably get to it.
I mean, the blanket I'd been working on for like a year. So like, it's time to move on to the next project.
Yeah.
It's
Otherwise, we're going to be dropped by a merch company.
It's what?
Otherwise, we'll get dropped by a merch company.
Right.
They'll have to release merch
yes.
to keep the contract.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the last thing we want to do is lose Chris Vaccarino.
Yeah.
Our boy.
Yeah. We don't want that to happen.
What else you got for us, Lauren?
So my show launched this week.
Hell yeah, it did.
Oh my God.
I mean, go. Because I have my thoughts.
So the first four episodes are Halloween themed. Then we've got another four dropping November 18th for the holiday episodes. Okay. And so the first four are out and we binged the shit out of them. So we had a little viewing party with the two other judges and their significant others. And so we didn't watch any of them until they came over.
Can we take a moment?
Yeah.
To talk about how incredible both of them are.
Oh my fucking God.
I'm going to go ahead and just say this. I spent 10 minutes with the judges from season one. I don't know them. They might be great. This is maybe just selfish or my own like limited perspective.
No, but also we've spent a ton of time with JP and Crystal. Yeah.
But I don't know season one judges. These judges as humans are hilarious. They're talented. They have the most unique and interesting jobs.
Oh my God, I know.
These crazy interesting backgrounds. Mm. I am obsessed with everything they bring to the table because it just makes this like beautiful, well-rounded show that like I can't wait for the other half, and there has to be season three. Okay, we have to assume that there are people that watch this podcast or listen to this podcast and have no idea you have a show on HBO Max and that it's in season two. Uh-huh. So can we walk back?
Love the promo.
So HBO Max, Craftopia, executive producer Laura DIY, and also host. That was for the caption person. Executive producer, Lord DIY, aka Lauren Riamaki.
R-I-I-H-I-M-A-K-I.
A lot of eyes.
A lot of eyes going on. Yeah, it's a lot.
And season one happened with children, kiddos. Mm-hmm. Now there's season two. Mm-hmm. Go.
Adultos. Yeah. So it's three contestants, two challenges, $10,000 every episode. I feel like everyone is familiar with that format. But essentially, like with the transition to adults, HBO Max was like, say whatever the fuck you want. Like, just go rogue. Like, say whatever the fuck you want. And then, like, we can cut it down later in post. So, like, they let us be much more, like, scandy and witty.
I mean, it's not scandalous. It's just
not scandy. Like, okay, but, like, here's the thing is that, like, they have a show now called F-Boy Island, which was pretty good. Went really strong for the first eight episodes. But, like, HBO Max is not known for their, like, Netflix-esque, like, dating, scandy shows that are, like, reality and, like, sex, love, dating and stuff like that.
Right.
So I feel like they're having their foray into, you know, like, I don't want to say, I mean, they've always been known for adult entertainment, like, not in the way that, like, porn, but, like.
HBO?
HBO, yeah.
By the way, has porn.
Has porn?
I'm pretty sure HBO and Showtime have porn.
Really?
I think they have adult content. Yes.
Oh shit. I just meant like adult entertainment.
Maybe just Showtime. HBO. No, there's, because I've seen it on like cable boxes.
Okay. Oh, that makes more sense. Yeah.
What is this? Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's shot beautifully.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Like too highly produced porn. It's just like, oh.
Like it's like 2 HD. I don't want to see this. Yeah, it's 2 HD.
Can I get an iPhone, please?
So anyway, it's, we got to be sassier. It's really hard to tell a kid who's like 10 years old that they have like put their last 2 hours of heart and soul into a project. You can't be like, yo kid, that shit sucks. Like you just can't do that. Like, and you don't want to, like they're so cute and they're so pure and they're so talented. But with an adult,
they've already given up on the world.
They've seen it all. They've been through it. And these are like professionals, which is so fucking cool. So it's like adults who have like grown their profession outside of just like a hobby. So it's like people who do prosthetics on like horror movies, set designers, costume designers in Vegas that do like crazy like custom mermaid costumes and stuff. Like it's wild. These people are fucking talented. Like I'm so relieved that I'm not a judge because I would not feel fit to judge these experts because it's hardcore. But overall, like I'm just so happy with how it turned out. I think season one, two, because it was our first time obviously doing it, like it's a little robotic. Like it's my first time ever hosting something. And I think all of it just feels like a little bit stiff because like, you know, I think as the episodes go on, we like loosen up, but like it's your first round doing it. Like that shit is new and it's hard and it's long, long days.
I think it can easily, with the children in particular, it can easily become sterile.
Definitely.
With adults, it's easier to not have to be so tiptoey around how you normally would be.
Oh, totally. We just fully got to be ourselves, and like it's punchy and it's sarcastic and 100%. It's witty as fuck. Oh my God.
JP just the one-liners.
Oh my God. I know. It's like people always joke about how like when you have a panel of judges, like who's the Simon, who's the Randy, who's the Paula. And like, we very much had like, and you know what, they would go back and forth. And so every episode has a guest judge, but people would really go back and forth depending on like the vibes that day or who woke up and didn't eat their motherfucking Wheaties on who was going to be the sassier judge that day.
Yep. But to be fair, so good. Looking at what JP and Crystal can do in particular.
Right.
Go ahead and be salty. Or right. Salty.
Oh my God.
Go ahead and be shady.
They 100% have the grounds to be shady. So Crystal is like an installation experiential, like just creative genius all around.
Right.
And so like Museum of Ice Cream, that's her brainchild. Museum of Ice Cream, the original one. And like 29 Rooms that Refinery 29 does. Like she is so, her brain is like on a different planet of like talented.
And but then, also the thought of being able to look at like, and I guess they both kind of do this, but Crystal in particular, like with Museum of Ice Cream, the first place I went to, I'm sure that before that installation got in there, it was an empty room in a shitty New York building.
Oh my God, it was just a warehouse, I bet, with nothing.
And it transformed into this.
Yes.
Like picture perfect, literally for picture, like perfect literally to for take pictures.
Yeah.
Of like transforming you into a thing that you forget exactly where you are.
Well, I mean, she started a fucking movement too.
Yeah.
Like she started an actual movement because there was Museum of Ice Cream, something about Museum of Happy or Happy Place or something. There was the Museum of Egg. Me and I went to that one. It was kind of dumb. The egg one. Oh, yeah. Happy Place. There were so many though. Literally so many.
Insane. And JP does every set in Hollywood that you've ever seen.
That you've ever seen. Literally every set that you've ever seen.
Masked Singer, that one.
Kelly Clarkson.
That one.
Access Hollywood.
That one.
All of it.
If it was on television and it was a set, JP designed it.
Yeah. HBO, Netflix. He owns all of it. Yeah. It's all his.
It's insane how much he can just get done.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm so happy how it turns out. You just shoot so much footage that you're like, fuck, like our show is in the hands of the editors and like the big time producers to like make this come to life. Cause you just shoot so much content. Like we're shooting for like 16 to 18 hours a day. So it's like, you have to cut that down to 35 minutes. Like, fuck.
Well, also it airs now. And what people don't realize at the time is like, it was in the middle of COVID's like biggest lockdown.
Oh my God. So, yeah.
Shooting it in a way that doesn't look like you're in the middle of a pandemic.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not being consumed in the middle of a place where like we're all like actively like we don't know how to handle this is hard.
Oh my God, yeah. No, it like exceeded all my expectations, thank God, and I'm so happy about it. So go stream it. It's also on Crave in Canada, which I'm stoked about. I wonder if they pick it up because they're like, "Oh yeah, we got to like support the Canadian bitch," or if they pick it up because they like it.
I think both of those can be a yes.
Well, no, I'm curious because I don't think they picked up Rosanna's Baketopia, which is like technically the same franchise, but Rosanna's American. So I was like, I wonder if they're doing this to like show Canadian support, which I am 100% here for. Crave, anyone at Crave, if you're watching, love you.
This is not a Crave ad.
What?
It's not a Crave ad.
This is a Crave ad if you want to pick up Craftopia.
But you could also pay us to do an ad. And
you could also pay us some money. God,
that'd be great. Can you imagine if you get paid to promo Craftopia?
Oh my God. Well, one day, like I saw that all my friends are doing HBO brand deals. And I was like, I would like an HBO Max brand deal so I could just promote my own show. That would be sick.
That would be neat. But look at us. We just did it for free. It's probably why they don't do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's really cool. Go watch it right now, immediately. Make sure you watch the whole thing. Don't you dare drop off halfway through and never finish.
Also, you would never do that in a competition show. Like, I would, like, there was no moment. Like, it just goes by like that. Like,
they're,
I feel
so
like
quick.
The first episodes, I was like, not that like drag on, but like these ones, they just go by in a blink of an eye.
I'm just not entertained by kids. I just like,
you're like, so I basically just hate children.
No, it's just like, I don't, that's not, you know, like the person who's like, oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. I was going to say, you're not just like, you're not, you don't get the warm and fuzzies by like the cute.
No.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think it was really cute. And like, obviously I have like an emotional attachment, but I also am not like, that's not my humor. And that's not what like makes me fall in love with the show.
Right. I think that I resonate with things more when I know that you're being your authentic itself and can like be more free with the way that you're just speaking.
100%.
And whether it's even though it's not scripted on the kid's side of the way you interact with them, it still feels.
The amount, like I'm a pretty vulgar individual. And so me being on a kid's set is really fucking scary.
You're not a vulgar individual. You just sometimes say things that could be crass.
Crass. Okay, that's a good word. Crass, that's a good word.
Vulgar's too far.
Yeah, vulgar. I'm not vulgar, But no, I'm definitely crass. And so being in the vicinity of children is very stressful for me because I feel like I just have to be very careful. It's like how I have to be around Jeremy's mother. You know what I mean? Like just being like reining it in and being like saying a sentence in my head before it comes out of my mouth and trying to omit swear words out of my vocabulary for like many hours a day is very stressful.
It's funny. You edit yourself that way. I don't think about that. Instead, I think I just up the, like, I just really lay on like the sarcasm because kids don't get it. Uh-huh. And I just almost like have a conversation with myself, like, oh, we'll just leave that there. Good idea.
And, you do that and, with kids and you're like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, that way you can almost talk to the parent through talking to their kid.
Right.
Because you can just kind of like make fun of the kid.
Yeah.
But the kid's just like, yeah, I know. And you're like, you did leave that there.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Not an option when you're only interacting with the child with a crafting.
Would be willing to give it a shot.
It could be kind of cute though. Like it could be funny because then the audience would be the adult that you're talking to. Yeah, that could work. That could work. But anyway,
season 3, I'm available.
Well, so season 3, like the joke is that we're just going to keep aging up. And so season 3 is senior citizens.
Oh yeah.
And then we'll take all of the winners from all 3 seasons. We've got kids versus old people versus like middle-aged adults and young adults.
Well, if we keep waiting, the kids will be adults.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
So yeah, so we're just going to go through the whole age cycle until we get to the top and then we'll bring all the winners back for MVPs.
Did you want to explain to the audience how you made me commit one of the worst social interactions that I've had in years?
I cannot believe that you're trying to put the blame on me. You made a bold decision. You made okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. So we have someone like new.
You're stammering.
We have a new acquaintance. A new acquaintance. I'm trying to figure out like how to like phrase them without being too specific. So we have a new acquaintance that we've seen for the last couple of weeks just once a week. And so they were introduced to me just as like, oh, like he's a really friendly gay guy. He's amazing. And so I was like, cool, like love it. And so to Jeremy, I was like, he's a really friendly, cool gay guy. And Jeremy was like, cool.
No. No, you're missing the one. The reason that it was brought up to me anyway, we do this thing where every single time I feel like Lauren does anything.
Oh yeah.
Anytime and I have 3 o'clock with Adam, whatever his name is. And I was like, oh, what are you guys doing? And like, oh, we're gonna do this. And he'll come over for this. And like my immediate joke, never every single time Lauren does anything with like any dude ever, I'm just like, I'll kill him because it's a joke.
It's a joke, I'm super right? Cause it's jealous and selfish. Yeah.
And to be clear, I don't actually mean that, but the retort immediately back from that was, well, he's gay. And I was like, oh, well, welcome, Adam. And so I'd already put it in my head that Lauren had, through my joke and answering my joke, said that he was gay. And so?
And so, but I didn't, okay. This is not my fault. This is not my fault. You made a bold decision by applying gender to a specific question. And that was like, I don't think that I would do that until the person had confirmed that to me, like confirmed my thoughts to me. You're putting this on me.
And by the way, and I have not done this in years. Cause
must be
I'm
rusty.
Right with you.
So what did you say? You said some lines of like, oh.
He brought up his spouse.
And you're like, oh, is your husband?
I said, what does he do?
Oh yeah. What does he do? But he hadn't confirmed. He hadn't confirmed back to us.
He said spouse.
Mm-hmm. And so you made a bold decision.
I committed a fatal. Listen, this is fatal error. Listen, I'm not right. I just think that I wouldn't have assumed it had you not told me a pretty specific hint as to.
Okay, but like sexuality is a spectrum. And so if someone is gay, like there's obviously the possibility that could be bisexual as well.
Of course.
So I feel like you just went a little too bold. You went too rogue.
Oh, I absolutely did.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And literally he corrected me and then like immediately went into like laughing about it and said, well, I'm bi. And like joked about it. And it wasn't a big deal. Don't get me wrong. But there was a moment in my like head where I was like, I can't believe
oh my God, it happened. And it was like, my heart just about fell out of my ass.
I mean, I say plenty of stupid things when I'm not thinking about it. When I meet somebody new, I'm usually thinking about it.
Yeah.
So it's just a quick reminder to myself to be like, oh, okay. Well.
You know what? Even when you said that and he hadn't responded yet, I was like, oh, and I was like, oh shit. And then our worst dreams came true. Our worst nightmare.
I don't think it was the worst.
It's more than the worst. But, and it was like totally fine. Like it was very much fine.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It was just a reminder to myself that there's a, Don't do that.
Don't. Yeah. Not on the same level. And I'm not sure which one might be. And that they're just both equally uncomfortable. But like, have you ever witnessed someone ask a woman if they're pregnant and they've just like gained weight? Like,
I mean, I don't know if I've necessarily witnessed it, but actually, no, I think I pretty have. Yeah, I think I have.
I mean, I see it all the fucking time in Instagram comments.
Yeah.
I've gotten that before. Like literally everyone, you post a picture with the wrong angle and everyone's like, oh my God, you're expecting? Oh my God, how far along are you? Oh my God, prego? Question mark? Like, Why were we learning Pythagorean theorem when you could be learning how to fucking handle social situations like that?
I get it.
Don't ask women if they're pregnant. They tell you when they're pregnant. Don't ask people their sexualities. They tell you your sexuality.
Listen, couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more.
Oh my God.
So how much of the blame are you willing to take?
I'll take out of 100.
Yeah.
I would take 25.
I will settle at 60-40.
I'll take 25.
Fair.
You took that information and made decisions.
Literally it happened and I immediately was like, I'm going to remind everyone on the podcast why this is a dumb idea. This exact moment that was a teachable moment.
This
shit that I'm currently just standing in,
yeah,
that I laid for myself and then stepped in and then just sat. I was like, you know, there's one of those things where like, it comes out, you just want to put it back in
right
your mouth
in.
And you're like, you
right
idiot.
Back in.
How
and then you were,
you
like overcompensated by how uncomfortable it was the rest of the session, I feel like. And you were like so chatty to the point where I was like, babe, like you're hugging airtime of just like speaking. Cause I knew you were like trying to overcompensate and be super friendly.
I was enjoying the session.
Oh, well, I'm so glad.
But
he's great.
He was great.
He's great.
I learned a lot.
We learned a lot.
Uh-huh.
We learned a lot. So let's talk about Squid Game. A quick pivot over to that's not quite horror.
Squid Game.
Thriller, I guess. It'd be thriller.
It's thriller, yeah.
Yeah, thriller.
Yeah.
So I feel like everyone has been
Netflix
watching.
Would say that literally everyone.
Do you see they're getting sued because there's like too much, what is it? I think it's in Korea. Is it Korea? I can't remember. I think it is Korea where there's like massive internet outages or something because of like how much of the bandwidth is being sucked up by Netflix's Squid Game. I sent this article to
what?
You. You literally didn't read it. Okay, here we go. Squid Game is driving so much internet traffic in South Korea that a broadband provider is suing Netflix over usage costs.
That's dumb. Wait, is this real?
Yeah, I'm reading on Business Insider because Netflix says there's a good chance it's going to be our biggest show ever. The title is currently held by Bridgerton, which also slaps. The network alleges that traffic from Netflix on its network has increased by 1,150 gigabytes per second over the past 3 years, peaking this September. Squid Game was released on September 17th.
I'm just shocked that any one, like, piece of content could do that.
Yeah. Netflix said, was like, go F yourself though, because they're like, it's not our responsibility. The content and you give it to people.
Well, it's true. There's not like a limitation as far as like how, just because like a ton of their customers are using their service.
Yeah. Like, oh, boo, you're sad that people are using your service. Boo hoo.
Also just like, I thought South Korea's like internet was in like fantastic shape. I thought they like had better technical infrastructure than we did.
I have no idea.
Probably in Seoul and nowhere else.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't know less about South Korea.
Yeah. Also, I have been recommended Alice in...
Wait, are we going to talk about the actual show? Or are we just going to talk about the FC, or like the current lawsuit going on over bandwidth?
Okay, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
I mean, I think South...
We loved it.
Well, I just think South Korea in general is probably like 20 or 30 years overdue for the recognition for the content and media that's been like pumped out.
Oh my God, yeah.
Between all of the K-pop groups that are just more or less taking over the world. We have a buddy who manages one or two of the groups. And I'm not kidding. Every other day, I look at his Instagram, mm-hmm. Taylor, talking about you. This guy has another, oh, we broke another record and we're at the top of the Billboard charts for another pop track. And just like, how many times can you like actually sell millions of copies of something before it's even released? It doesn't happen anymore.
It's so impressive when people can sell, when they can actually sell.
Well, like the music's good. The branding's good. The design, the lighting, everything that they do everything's like just so like picture perfect. Mm-hmm. And it is so like aesthetically pleasing. Mm-hmm. But whatever they're doing to sell records is working. So keep it up. And also remember Parasite?
Loved it.
Years ago, fantastic. Squid Game was fantastic.
Yep.
There's just something different about the writing and the way that they tell stories than what we do in America. And I love just being like a fly on the wall, just like, only being able to read the subtitles, but still thoroughly enjoy.
Oh, okay. So this is a point of controversy that I've listened to this debate a few times on different podcasts.
What have we
okay,
got?
So Squid Game specifically, dub versus subtitles.
Anyone who watches dub needs to watch it again. That's ridiculous.
Completely agree.
Ridiculous.
I completely agree.
I don't think you can get the same experience.
Also I can't even, it was so good with their voices and like it just throws off the entire energy of the acting when you're listening to something that fully does not match up. And also that you know that is not, it's like, this is not how it was performed.
Also, every time I hear the voices that they pick, I'm like, was this the best option for this person?
Yeah, really? I know.
This makes no sense.
We watched like 10 seconds of it dubbed because I think it actually, I mean, and this was another point that another podcast was talking about, is that on American Netflix, sometimes it'll play Squid Game just automatically dubbed. Like it's in default dubbed.
So yeah, I have all the settings like off auto on the manual, which is why ours doesn't do that. But I'm sure for some people, they just think that was
Exactly. That's how they thought it was just like offered up on the platform, which is really unfortunate. There was another article too. And I can't remember if this pertained to like the captions or the dubbing, that like the meanings and like the performance deliveries of like what they were trying to relay kind of got lost in translation.
Right. They were saying that whatever the subtitles were was like really bad and it didn't do it justice. I thought it was great. I enjoyed every second of it. I don't know how it could be better.
Oh, it was captions. It was it was the closed captioning.
What's the difference between captions and subtitles?
I don't know. There's definitely a difference, right?
I think one might be to transcribe something from one language to another, translate something from one language to another. And the other one's just...
I think actually when you're listening in English dubbed, the closed captioning would be the written version of the, maybe I'm totally wrong. I have no idea. Do you want me to Google it so we can debunk this right now?
Yeah, let's do
okay,
it.
Yeah. So instead of just like
us just
spewing false information.
For then people on TikTok to be like, it's this and you didn't know this, you're stupid.
Captioning versus subtitles.
I get it, Jimmy. I don't know everything on this, okay? So you can comment on it later.
Okay, so subtitles assume an audience can hear the audio but need the dialogue provided in text form as well. Meanwhile, closed captioning assumes an audience cannot hear the audio and needs a text description of what they would otherwise be hearing. Okay, so that still doesn't quite differentiate which one would be playing though if we were watching in Korean.
Subtitles.
Right? It'd be subtitles?
I think so.
Because I actually think it's two different settings when you're going through like, do you want captions or do you want subtitles, right? Because it's like closed captioning, right? I feel like that's a setting, or you can do subtitle setting, right? Oh my God, fuck, what? This is, I can't believe we watched so much TV.
I don't know. No.
I think it's subtitles.
No.
Oh God, anyway. Squid Game, loved it. Without giving any spoilers, how did you feel about the ending?
It wasn't where I thought it was gonna go, but I liked it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think there was some weird choices. The last episode felt like it didn't even try to wrap a lot of things up. Therefore,
well, and like the worst part is that they didn't try and wrap a lot of things up. And then there's like kind of talks to do a second season, but there's no story written. So like would be a long time.
Well, they can put that together really quickly.
I know, but like it's so intricate that I think that it would, if they wanted to do it right. And the writer seems like he's like really talented.
I mean, he's been trying to get this thing greenlit for what, 10 years?
10 years, yeah. Isn't
that classic case, like the only thing that was standing in the way of him doing exactly what he was able to do is people's like unwillingness to try to create something that they don't have a working model for.
Right. I mean, Deadpool was the same way. Remember how long that took to get made as well too?
Yeah. Well, and also it had been kind of made. When we went back and watched all the old X-Men and saw Ryan Reynolds in an X-Men movie doing Deadpool, but not really the same. It was hilarious.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was so funny.
And I love that they had like the balls to be, I love that they had the balls to say, we know that we've already kind of released the image and who this is, but we're gonna just double down on a completely new look at it and actually change the whole thing.
How many people do you think on Halloween are going to be Squid Game characters next to us?
One or two.
Yeah. No, I can't wait for all of us. We basically can recreate the show at this point between how many people are gonna be in the blue jumpsuits and then how many people are gonna be in the red jumpsuits with, I think I got you Triangle Man.
Okay.
I got you Triangle Man.
I think Squid Game's gonna make a fantastic board game.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some really great Instagram filters. We have to like blink to jump with like the do ba da da do da, and then you die.
Do do da. That one?
Yeah, and then pew!
Oof.
Yeah,
I know. That would scare the shit out.
Anyway, it's a great Instagram filter. We have to blink to move, and then if you blink while she's turned around, you die. You super die.
Right.
Great filter.
How nice. it's just good, different, weird television. I like it.
Oh, also, there are some bops like that. So like that like childhood doll, little tune or whatever from that first game. Oh my God. People are making the sickest beats out of it. It's such a good little sample. It's such a good little sample. And it's so good. Literally on TikTok. It's like, dun, 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 and then it drops and it's so good.
Did, Did you want to make your own?
I mean, no, okay. No. And I wish you could play them without getting demonetized, but it goes hard. It goes so hard. Anyways, so I can't wait to be just alongside all of our fellow Squid Gamers.
Squiddies.
El Squiddos.
Yeah. Do we have any friends that watched it and hated it?
I texted my mom this morning and she said that they are hate watching, but they've only watched one episode. So I was like, you just gotta give it more time.
Are they watching it dubbed?
No, they're not the dubbed kind of people. They watch all of their shows. Sometimes even like they'll watch captions if someone's got like a thick accent like how I do.
Lauren, anytime she watches anyone British or anyone Southern or anyone really—
Even like Ted Lasso, there's just like, okay, like Jamie Tart's accent versus the rest of their accents.
That was British and Southern.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it just, sometimes I just need—
I think the majority of the people that I work with on a daily basis have an accent.
Right.
Whether it's from Asia or from Europe.
I wonder if you sound like this to them.
I don't know what that is. But
is that did I not nail Kentucky right there?
You did not nail the Kentucky right there. If only Laura was back. But no,
if only Laura was back.
Yeah. You kind of struggle with the accent thing.
Oh yeah, I really struggle. Yeah. Really struggle.
It's cute.
Yeah.
So your parents are gonna be here in like an hour or two.
Yep.
You excited?
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
I'm excited too. Also, like we've been like cleaning and organizing and like even doing shit to the podcast room and all this stuff for I think weeks. And a lot of these projects are starting to finally wrap up.
I mean, I think it's good when someone comes to visit that we like feel that we need to make our house really presentable because it kicks us in the ass to like get things done.
Forces you to be an adult.
Yeah, 100%. Forces you to like stop neglecting that pile of shit in the corner that you've been ignoring for the past like 6 months.
You even forget the pile of shit because it's—
because you've just walked by it so many times at this
point. It's become decor.
Yeah, it's become decor, which is part of the house.
Which is not a cute look.
No, it's not a good look.
Not a cute look. It's not.
My dad hasn't been here in 2 years.
I haven't seen your dad in 2 years.
Oh my God.
I know.
Holy shit.
Well, a year and 3/4.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It would have been— no, it would have been 2 years because the last time they came would have been in fall.
Christmas.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So a year and 75%. Oh my God. So Moose hasn't seen my dad also too for that long too.
I know.
He's like really stressed that Moose isn't going to remember him.
I don't think that's going to be a problem.
No, definitely not.
The only
thing
that'll be a problem is Moose just generally not caring about anything that's not food. But
yeah,
there's that.
I mean, yeah, that's an everyday occurrence.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like almost half of Moose's life.
Is food.
How long it's been since he's seen him.
Oh. But also food. Yeah, but everyone that Moose met as a puppy, I feel like he's got a very special like relationship with them.
He's not very choosy either.
No, but like if you think about like my assistant who he's known his whole life, if you think of like Lana and Mia who he's known his whole life, he's got very like special affinities to them versus some of the people he's just like met, you know,
here and there.
The
people that he can physically and emotionally walk on the most, he has a real connection to.
Like Lana literally lets him do a piggyback.
Airplane!
And then we run around the living room screaming, airplane!
Yeah, just like that,
yeah. And so Moose really loves people who will allow
him to. And Mia lets Moose lick food out of her mouth.
And step on her throat, her esophagus, and like crush ribs and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All out of love.
Yeah.
Out of absolute love.
It's so different and crazy and weird to think that having parents come over when you're an adult and hanging out and living with under the same roof is so different than when you're a kid.
Oh my God. Yeah. 100%.
It's so different.
It's entirely different. Well, also like your relationship when your parent controls everything that you do and like is the source of your money and your decisions is very different than it is now.
Isn't it funny that like that's almost maybe it was just for me or that's a normal thing. The reason I feel it seems like parents and their children are able to like cohabitate without having to like be at each other's like throats once the money thing is figured out. But until then, it is nearly impossible.
100%.
For me anyway.
100%.
Right.
Well, I think that parents have the, not entire authority, because obviously like respect your children.
Right.
But like parents have the, I'm just going to use the word authority, but they have the authority when they are providing for you in every single way. Like there should be some level of respect that you give them because like, you know what I will say is that like, this has given me a new perspective that I had never thought about before. There's this mom on TikTok who is just like does like different types of parenting and talks about her experience with it. And she's always like, my kid didn't choose to be brought into the world. Like I made that decision for them, which is an interesting way to look at things. So I was like, oh shit. I was like, that is a really interesting perspective. Like, yeah, they didn't choose that. So it's like you chose that for them. And then now you have to allow them to make decisions, You know what I mean? Like it's, I don't know. You can like take that as it is and well, think about it.
I guess I'm more thinking to myself that my parents didn't really choose to bring me into the world that much. So Why? That doesn't really apply to me, but I get it.
Yeah.
I get what they're coming. I get that angle.
So a planned pregnancy is, it right. can take on that angle. Can
planned
take on
pregnancies.
That.
Who does those?
Oh my God. I mean, everyone that I go to high school with right now, planned pregnancies all over my Facebook.
It's true.
Literally, I was it's on true. Facebook today, like for this whole Facebook marketplace thing. And I was
they
like,
should call it the PP book.
This is just fucking baby book.
Nothing.
Baby
no,
books.
No laugh at PP book.
What's PP book?
Planned parenting book.
Planned parenting book. PP.
Planned parenting book. So as opposed to Facebook, PP book. It's, never mind.
But Planned Parenthood is where you go to.
Planned parenting book.
Planned parenting. Got it. I think that's too close to Planned Parenthood. And that's a controversial subject.
Right. But yeah, we'll move past. The joke didn't land.
Yeah, it didn't land.
It was a thinker. It's okay. Stupid.
It's okay.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid.
But yeah, Facebook is just babies. And like, I will always say this forever and ever. Whenever I see someone that I went to high school with who's having a baby, I was like, oh damn, like teen mom, fuck.
It's been a long time since you've been in high school.
I haven't been in high school for a very long time.
A decade.
A literal decade.
A decade.
A literal decade.
And that was the end of it, mind you.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And so there are planned pregnancies very often now. And
well, I just think there's such a weird like relationship when you go from being in high school, when the idea of having a sleepover with your significant other would be in and of itself just so off the table.
Oh, my parents would never.
I mean, my mother.
Not an option.
I mean, she didn't know about any of them, but you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
The
that absolutely was just, not an option.
And then you go to college and I think your parents assume you're kind of doing the worst, but also hope that you're not doing any of the worst.
Yep.
And then they're just kind of thrown a situation one day where they have to either expect and just be okay with it all or try and fight it. And then eventually they just give in and then eventually it just all works out and then you cohabitate just fine. It's a weird just layer of events.
I feel like though, if I were to move back in with my parents,
right.
like I wonder if it would be too easy to fall into old habits though.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. And so like, I just feel like when you're, I don't, I mean, I'm sure there are so many people that make it work. You know what I mean? They're saving for yeah. a house and stuff like that. It's not to say that those scenarios like don't exist and are not thriving. But I think personally, like I think that my parents and I get along so well in our current conditions and we have such a great relationship. But like, I would be curious to see how that would change if we were to all be in the same household again for a long, long amount of time.
1,750. That's how many miles between me and my mother there are currently.
Uh-huh.
And I know that number because that's the exact number that makes our relationship sing.
Sing.
Yeah. Because when I see her, I've missed her. She's
it's
missed
great.
Me.
Yeah.
But also my mother and I, like we just look at life and the way that things are, should be, how they operate.
Right.
And our just take on it. And we have two very different approaches to almost
for sure.
everything.
Yeah.
Despite having a lot of similarities as well. And so when we're both as opinionated and stubborn as we are, when the other person's doing something wrong, quote unquote wrong, to get to a you know similar situation or similar answer, I think it just like causes all these unnecessary fights that just don't exist when you're 2,000 miles apart from each other.
Yeah, I mean, I think you guys get into conflict sometimes even just being 2,000 miles apart. So it's like put you under the same roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes she's wrong and I, you know, it's just.
Yeah, I can't, it's just, yeah, sometimes.
No, it's just, going back to the whole high school and game thing in uh-huh. particular, my mom thought you get, you know, good grades and you do this because that's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, right, but why? Well, because that's what you do. And I'm like, right, totally. But why do we do that?
Oh my God, that's like when a toddler starts asking questions like, but why?
Right, like, but
why?
I understand that that's the idea of it, but like, what if I don't? Well, then you're not gonna be successful. You know, I'm just like.
I mean, yeah, but that's like how they were raised. Like that's how that generation was raised.
Is that
you just like have a 9-to-5, you work somewhere for 30 years, you get a pension, you get your retirement situation set up, and then you work there until you have grandkids and you spend time doing that.
Definitely, I see that, absolutely.
Yeah.
I just don't think there's ever gonna be a time where I'm gonna have a job more than 5 years, ever.
Yeah, I just don't think that that's like, that's, I mean, obviously it is still very realistic. And I was explaining to someone how like you kind of had like a fork in the road before this last job where you could like potentially go and work for like a big media conglomerate. So like a Facebook,
right.
You know, whatever, like one of those big ass like tech companies, or you could go do something that's a little like riskier, but like a little cooler yep. and just like much more fast paced.
I always take the risk.
Yeah, but you were thinking about it though.
I thought about it, yeah.
Yeah, you definitely thought about it.
It's like just, you can, when you work at one of the big just juggernaut tech companies,
juggernaut,
you can try a ton or you can just coast on by
yeah.
and it's easy
yep.
to just kind of fly under the radar and just do what you want to do.
Yeah.
But also you have a boss who has a lot of bosses. You do a lot of work just because you, that's what you do. And that's the thing that crushes my soul. I don't like working to just fulfill somebody else's deliverable. I only want to work on the things that are like going to like push me forward.
You would die in that environment. I know you'd be so unhappy in that environment. Dead. You would die. Yeah.
Would hate it.
Not to start off another sentence like this, but I saw this TikTok where it was this guy who worked at, I can't remember if it was Google or Facebook. It was one of the two. Worked either Google or Facebook. And so he lived in this like, just like pimped out van. Like it was a really, really cool van. And he did his like follow me through a day. So he like wakes up in his van. He like answers some emails. He packs his bag to go to work. He's at the gym by like 6:30 or whatever. This sick gym. I think it might've been Google. Cause I remember they had branded weights and I'm trying to picture the logo on the weights.
Oh, he went to the gym at his office?
And is yeah, well, because like those tech companies have like compounds, like it's a whole village.
But they would have, when you're up in San Francisco, you have to.
You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so his thing was like, he went to the gym, he got an hour long workout in, he had like this bougie ass shower, he went to the cafeteria, got a bunch of free breakfast because all your meals are free. Like it was fire. His breakfast looked like wonderful.
Right.
And then he went, did some work, and then they played some ping pong, played a little bit of basketball, had another meal that looked bomb. It was like some kind of pho, I think.
This guy must for sure be a product manager.
Oh yeah, I'm
for sure,
sure
a product manager.
I'm sure.
And if you're a product manager out there, yes, that was intentional shade.
And then he went on like a little bike ride around the
campus. Oh, product manager for sure.
Did a little shopping. But I've also heard that they have crazy things. Like they have like on campus, like dentists and doctors and laundromats and daycare and pet sitting care. Like all of the things that you technically don't ever have to leave.
I mean, if you have a compound with, you know, 20, 30, 40,000 people who work mm-hmm. there, who are mm-hmm. all making well into the six figures.
Oh, yeah.
Who are all like supposed to work minimum, you know, 8 hours a day, but oftentimes goes to 9, 10, 11, 12. Mm. All those things get used.
I was like, there was a debate in the comments, people being like, wow, this is such a sad life. Like all he does is like live to work. And then other people that were like, damn, this guy is so smart. All he's doing is like paying for his own little space in bed to like store some clothes and like sleep at night because like—
everything else is taken care of.
If you're a single dude, I guess you couldn't really bring a date home at the end on like the weekends.
You'd have to find a— you would have to
find the right date.
The right person would find that lifestyle incredibly attractive.
And that's true.
And everybody else.
If it was a techie girl who lived a similar lifestyle, you guys could go, maybe you could join Vans.
Join Vans?
You could join Vans.
Wait, what if we bought a van?
Not to start another sentence like this, but I saw a TikTok. I saw a TikTok.
We need like an I started TikTok counter.
I know. I saw a TikTok. Sometimes people will do these like TikToks where they like treat the app as a dating profile. So they'll be like, oh, this is my name. This is how tall I am. This is what I do. This is my dog. Like, this is how old I am. This is where I live. Right. Okay. And it's like kind of weird, but whatever. It's like kind of like a popular thing. And so this guy was like, I live in a van. I travel. Here's my name. Here's my height. Like, and everyone in the comments was like, dude, not the fucking time. I think his name was actually Brian as well too. And he like lives in a van. They're like, Brian, read the room, buddy. It's not the time. It's not the time. Read the room.
But Brian just doesn't know.
Brian doesn't know. Brian doesn't know.
Brian,
but Brian has TikTok. Brian knows. Brian knows enough to know that it's not the time.
It took me a second to figure out what you were getting at. But then again, I'm also not making an elevator pitch with my height, my ASL on TikTok.
Yeah.
Remember ASL?
Age, sex, location.
What's up, chat room?
Let's go.
Look at us.
Look That's
going to make a lot of sense to people or no sense at
all? Do you remember
all?
The website called Hot or Not?
Yes.
How fucked up was that?
You know, things just flew under the radar back in the day.
How fucked up? Like, I remember like submitting photos and being like genuinely affected by like how people would react.
But also Hot or Not was just the precursor to the like.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
It's just being framed better.
Yeah.
Or differently.
Or differently. Yeah. Differently. Because it's more like a black or white answer of Hot or Not.
Well, one's Hot or Not versus like, I approve of this.
I
or
support. Like, I condone.
This thing that it just flashed in front of my eyes, I felt positive about it.
Right, right.
Right. And I don't mind if people see that I feel positive about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh God. My step between, it would have been during Facebook. It was not MySpace. Also, how fucked up kind of was it that MySpace had top eight and you had to prioritize and rank your friends?
I think it's fantastic.
That's terrifying.
That's terrifying. I can't imagine doing it today.
Oh my God.
I mean, I would just be hidden.
I remember there was a guy that I had a crush on and I definitely put him higher in my top eight that like, than he should have been. But I wanted to be like, oh, like I want him to be excited that like I put him in my top eight.
Did it like notify you that you were in?
No, I don't think so. But I'd just be like hoping that you would lurk someone's profile. Yeah. And so I'd be like, oh, he's going to see him in my top eight. I also have a bomb ass song.
Right. Like Buy You a Drink by T-Pain.
Yeah, by T-Pain, yeah, obviously.
Right, totally. How did it go? Did you end up getting some?
No. Didn't work.
Did you want to call him out?
No.
The one that got away.
That's okay.
Peter, could have been you. Could have been you sitting right here,
could've
Peter.
Could have been you. Yeah. I kind of think that Raya, the celebrity dating app, or I feel stupid to call it a celebrity dating app.
It was a celebrity dating app. Now it's just you live in a city?
Yeah, great. Okay. Come on in. But I feel like Raya, the dating app, took that piece from MySpace. I'm convinced that they were like, what's the soundtrack that you want to play to your profile? Who did that first?
Oh,
MySpace.
Yeah, I can see that.
MySpace did that first. I can see that,
for sure.
And they didn't even give credit to Tom.
I think Tom wants nothing to do with Silicon Valley.
What do you think Tom's doing now?
He's a photographer. Driving?
Oh,
he's a
really?
Hobbyist photographer.
Aww.
Yeah.
Did he make a shit ton of money on the exit?
I think it was like a quarter billion.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or it was a nine-figure amount that he made, I'm pretty sure.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. AOL buy who bought MySpace?
I can't remember. So he's set. So he can just go and take photos of trains and planes and ducks and stuff, whatever he wants to take photos of.
Correct.
Wow, I love that for Tom. I wonder what he looks like now. Tom from MySpace, American entrepreneur. Oh my God, he's 50 now. What? Oh, you know what? He looks exactly the same. You know, Tom actually did not age that poorly. He looks kind of the same. Do you think he's still Tom from MySpace on Instagram too?
Probably.
Tom from MySpace, no, Tom. Okay, well, this will be something that I can dive into later. Wow, he aged pretty well though. Good for him. Rich and aged well. I'm sure he's set.
Good for Tom.
Good for Tom.
Justice for Tom.
Good for Tom. Is Tom from MySpace still rich? How much did Tom sell MySpace for? What happened to the Tom from MySpace?
How much did
guy?
He sell for? Do we know? I think it was like a half a billion or something. Because it was way down.
$580 million.
Wow. That's insane by how big that was at the time and how small that is now.
2005.
Yeah.
Wow.
But not as small as Tumblr just sold for.
Oh, yeah. RIP yeah. Tumblr.
Yeah.
Tumblr was such a moment.
I never used it.
I loved Tumblr.
Every girl I've ever known ever.
Loved Tumblr. Oh ever. My God. I mean, there's a few people that I know now that are still like relevant on social media that like got their start on Tumblr. They were Tumblr fans.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Not me. What else we got?
So we are going on another travel adventure.
Maybe.
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 I thought you booked it already.
Yeah, but like we still need to like lock it all in.
Oh, got it. So we are going to Miami.
Maybe.
Miami.
Hopefully,
maybe. I've been to Miami in years. Like probably, same. If we've been there for 3 years, probably like 6 years.
I haven't been to Miami since.
Since when?
4 years ago.
Since when, Jeremy? What were you doing in Miami?
5 years ago.
What was Miami for?
Bachelor party.
Except for what was the circumstances of the bachelor party?
Just to see the guys hang out. Well, it was the week or two after I'd called off the wedding and then went to the bachelor party.
And then went to the bachelor party.
And I can't recommend it enough.
What, honestly though, like that couldn't have been better timing.
Oh, trust me. When in the same breath that I was telling all of my groomsmen that the wedding was off.
Yeah.
But don't worry.
We're still going to Miami.
We're still going to Miami. And all of them were just like, yeah, we're going to Miami. Absolutely.
I mean, like that is the ultimate distraction. Like it's not even just like, oh, like we'll get drinks with like the boys and like go like make you feel better about like.
We'll go to the city that never, ever, ever, ever shuts off.
Yes.
And there's more food, drink, and everything in between you could possibly imagine.
And by everything in between, did you mean strip clubs? That's one of those things that could be in there.
Yeah, that could be in there. It's just, Miami's just a different culture.
Yeah.
It's very fun. I could never live there.
Oh my God, I know. I feel like we know so many people that moved there like over the last like year and a half or
that,
so too.
That 10% state income tax is just all it took for some people.
Yeah, seriously to say.
It would have to be a hell of a lot higher than 10% for me to move to Florida, but still.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
So anyway, so our conversation the last couple of weeks has been Airbnb versus hotel.
And one of them is correct.
Okay, would you like to state your argument?
Yeah, room service.
I do love room service.
Hotel, period, done.
I know. I mean, it's... The services and the amenities that hotels have, hot fire.
When I get to an Airbnb and the address is weird, it's difficult to figure out how this works and oh, do we have one of these or oh, we don't have one of those? Oh, well, okay. All of that gets solved by having a hotel.
Okay, but when we were in Cabo, would you have rather done a hotel or Airbnb?
Hotel.
Really?
Yeah.
Our Cabo setup was sick.
And getting food was a nightmare.
Oh my God. Really? It wasn't that bad at all.
Every time I ordered something, it was a crapshoot as to how the person would get there, if they would get there, what, like all
of
that.
Yeah, but we ate most of our meals out.
Right.
And cooked.
I just like hotels better.
Oh my God. Wow. I'm shocked. I thought Cabo would have been a no-brainer.
No.
Huh.
No.
I also feel like there's so much more just like cost effective too. Cause like to stay in something even like 1/8 is nice.
Okay. And point is, we're not talking about cost right now. Why do you like Airbnbs better?
I like Airbnbs because of space. Like I love when you get like a whole ass house. So like when we're looking at the Miami hotels, like Miami is not a city like New York where you're going to get like a little cubby, which is nice. Mm-hmm. Like they're like normal size, I feel like.
Right.
But for like the same price, you can get like a whole ass penthouse. I feel like Miami is similar to Toronto where there's just like condos on condos on condos there.
Ton. And like, a lot of people don't live there all year.
No, exactly. So yeah. There's so many of those on Airbnb and they're all like modern and like lofts and these crazy spaces.
I mean, if I was going to throw like a party, I'd want an Airbnb.
Yeah.
But I'm not throwing a party. I'm sleeping and eating and answering emails and getting out of that hotel. That's the difference. When I travel alone or when I'm not with you, I spend seconds in the Airbnb or like my hotel that I'm not out. Mm-hmm. You just have more home base time.
Definitely. But even in New York, when we spent very little time in the hotel, when we were in the hotel, we were like dying.
Right. But if I was in New York, not with you, I would have found a spot to like gone, done all of my emails and everything. I would have just never been in the room. Never in the room.
I just feel like it's so much money for just like a little tiny, like little cupboard. Mm-hmm. I think also when you're in a city like Miami, like Cabo, understand, like it was definitely a pain in the ass to Postmates. Like it was very difficult.
Yeah.
But I feel like the Postmates thing can be, or the room service thing can be counter. It's about the same delivery time of Postmates for room service and it's much cheaper and the options are much more plentiful. Not that you can't also Postmates to a hotel, but like when you do the Airbnb in a remote area, like I 100% am like.
But that's another thing. I don't like to go to places. I don't want to travel to someplace to then be in a remote area. I want to be in the middle of it in the coolest place. Right next to everything so I can walk out and see all the reason that city's cool.
Right, so that actually leans in my favor then of my argument. Like I'm saying when you're in a remote area, I would always hotel because like it's not reliable to like do other things potentially. But like in an urban city like Miami, like you can get anything on Postmates or delivery probably in the same amount of time with more variety via delivery than room service.
Well, you know, sound off in the comments below. But yeah, to me, the thought of like, if I get there and I got to get dry cleaning, I don't have to worry about like going to find one. It's just go do it. If I forget this, they've got it. There's something about the hotel thing that feels like my home base that the Airbnb feels like I have to like learn the quirks of this house. Don't lock myself out.
Yeah. No, I definitely have locked myself out of my fair share of Airbnbs 100%.
Which is a big, big fucking pain in the ass.
I'm not kidding. Last time I was in Paris, I got locked out of the hotel and it was like a scaling window situation. It was not
really
good. Yeah, it was not good.
It was a hotel?
It was an Airbnb.
Oh, right. Yeah, see, hotels. Again, not good. Hotels, for sure.
Definitely should have done a hotel in Paris.
Yeah, when you don't speak the same language.
When you don't speak the same language. Sure. Yeah, 100%. Remote areas and areas where you do not speak the mother tongue. Yeah, hotels 100%.
But when, you know, Art Basel week, here we come.
Here we come.
Let's do it.
Here
you're gonna
we
be in, if you're going to be in Art Basel in Miami this year, hit us up. Probably won't get to respond, but hit us up anyway.
I was going to say, where are you going with this?
Unless you're a club promoter and your name is Dave Grubman.
Okay.
He owns all the clubs there.
Got it.
More restaurants there.
Got it.
He owns like half
Miami. My clock is just not built for, but you know what? We will be going 3 hours ahead. So if I just stay on LA time when we go to Miami,
Four, it'll be
one. It'll be one. Yeah. So if we just stay on LA time in Miami, I'll do much better.
I can't decide if I want to take you to 11 or not, because then it ruins what 11 is to me. But also I want you to experience 11.
That felt like partially really mean, but also like not, and I can't decide which way to go with that on my emotions.
I didn't mean it mean.
Okay, so it still came out mean.
You don't go to 11?
Maybe.
See, with that attitude, no. You don't get to go with a maybe.
Well, no, now that I'm scared, but you're like, I don't want you to ruin it for me. Like, that's a lot of pressure. No, what if I ruin it for you?
I was just there at a time in my life when I was young and free and wild and young and young and young and also young. And now none of that is the case. And so
it's
just
not like, my fault you're old.
Well, no, but we are growing more comfortable by the day.
You know, I still work out, okay?
I'm growing more comfortable by the day.
I was gonna say, don't drag me into this.
Fine.
Don't drag me
into
this.
We'll find out. We'll see.
Okay. All right.
We'll see.
Well, TBD. We will, TBD if we're even in Miami, TBD if we're in a hotel or an Airbnb, TBD if we will make it to 11.
All the things.
All the things.
You excited for next week?
Next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's week after mom and dad DUI are here. DUI.
DUI.
Mom and dad DUI.
I was just explaining to someone how like that happens, DUI.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. Lord DUI.
Lord DUI. That's me.
I love Lord DUI. My kids watch her.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah, sure, whatever. No, it's a big week. I'm excited.
I'm excited.
You want to say hi to anybody? Say goodbye to anybody? Shout me out. This is it.
Crave Canada, thank you again for picking up my show. HBO Max, thank you so much for being my show.
And thanks, Lafayette, for being the number one territory in the world.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.